Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell? I don't hear nothing.
And a warm and tender embrace.
fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. Then we have mothers who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely gonna be alright. Then we have the daughter. Watching her mother. Now sooner or later, she's gonna be a mother. And she'll have her own son and daughter.
This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved one, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, Dirty Jody. When the bills get high, high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
Oh, I gave you everything that a man can give. Gave you a life that a poor woman dreams to live. You were no Jody, had to fool around. How could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bag and don't let them go hit you. And before you go, baby, take these words with you. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
I said it again. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Cause I'll be long, long gone,
you better call Jody.
Don't tell me I'm sorry, don't tell me that lie. How could you gamble on the one night grill? Tell me why. Jody ain't gonna be no dad. All Jody was a part-time lover. You gave away everything for a one-night stand. You gave away everything most women wish they ever had. So get out now, girl, and leave me alone. But hold up, Jody, where you been? We'll miss the Jody, where the kids? We'll miss the Jody, be a man. We'll miss the Jody, do the things I can. When you get hungry, call Jody. When the bills get high, high, girl, call Jody. When you get sick, no insurance, better call Jody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Runs Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Hello, Grudge World. Uncle Larry once again with another Clocks Off production. I want to say good evening, hello, God bless and all to each and every one in the race world. Well, it's other day they went down in Michigan. We've been listening, trying to get reports and stuff all day long. We didn't get the nitty gritty, but we got some of the little stuff that's been going on down there. And I don't know for those of you all that already know, this is for the ones that don't know. Yesterday we had Leon and Ryan to go into battle, and Ryan came out with the W in that race. We had went down there, him and Jeremiah was supposed to try to get it on. Unfortunately, Vic had a problem with his car. We've had a few other races that were going on. I'm just mainly speaking about the guys that came, you know, come out the Midwest. I don't know. From what I know, it was a few grudge races. There wasn't a whole lot of grudge races. But I guess as time goes along, it'll get better, because June the 17th, we're going to try to make it where it be a super-duper hit. You know, they already got it, things already lined up so far and so on. The only thing that we need is for all the Clocks Off people and any and everybody that want to join in, come on in and have y'all self a ball, because they're going to have it laid out for y'all. They got some good races that's supposed to be going on, some good events that's going to be at the track. And we want each and every one of you all to come and support. Have some fun, enjoy yourself, fellowship with each other, and, you know, do what you do, you know. So with that being said, do we have anybody want to raise their hand and come in and give us a report, or anybody just want to come and chime in with the open flow show that's going on tonight? We don't have no hands up tonight?
Not yet.
But I'll be doggone. We got people on the show.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
There's some guys, they might want just want to listen for a little bit, because if not, then we can put a little bit more music on, you know, to kind of hold the show up a little bit. But I'd really rather that we conversate it, you know, but, you know, everybody going
well,
to do
right
what
now,
they want to do. So.
Right now, let's just talk about a few things. I know
yeah.
It's supposed to be some more races tonight. Anthrax and Batman race tonight. Anthrax came out with the W. They was calling out Ryan. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm going to have to go back and look a little farther. So it's a couple of people been still hollering at Ryan, so I guess he ain't scared them guys down there with them passes he made. I don't think nobody called Zay out. Zay down there with two cars. But all I can do is go back on and kind of look.
Yep, see what's going on. Well, I was hoping that somebody that's down that way would kind of chime in with us, and since they're standing there looking at it, and tell us everything that's going on down there. You know, so.
Yeah, them guys get down there and get to having fun, man. They don't even think about picking up their phone by the time. The Leon battery's about to die, so I'm hoping Leon got a chance to charge his battery. Let me see, I got some hits on Facebook. Have I missed anything? I don't see nothing to say live.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we missing Brother Kid tonight. Brother Kid went down there too.
Yeah, but Kid probably a call.
Yeah.
Boy, they take their fan on high up in here. They need to turn that down. So. He probably don't need his home for a minute.
Yeah. Well, Brother D tried to hit me while we was getting things together. I couldn't ask him during that time because it was coming to the end of the song and stuff. So I don't know if he's on the show or not. There was something he was trying to get a racing report or something. I don't know, you know. If you can kind of hold it down for a second, I'll see if I can hit him. You know, I might be able to bring the whole show over here. All right.
Yeah, man. Wonder how that boxing match going tonight, y'all. It'll be a pretty decent boxing match. Let me go take a look at it. Right, they're still in the dressing room so far, y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Brother Mark on? Brother Mark on?
Yeah. Look like I see his number down now.
Okay. I just making sure. Because he was trying to get to me while we was trying to get things set up, too. So I'm pretty sure he'll key in after a while.
You might as well key in now. Hey, Mark, if you key in now, tomorrow you'll win a fresh Jewtown polo sausage with lots of grilled onions on it. And you might
like
even
that.
Get a pork chop sandwich. Mark, hit the one button.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't hit it, huh?
No, he trying to act like he's fighting it. He trying to act like he ain't hungry right now.
Hold on, D's just trying again. Hold on. Yeah, Brother Ed. Hello?
Yeah,
I'm back. I went on, they got a show going on the other side, you know, so I wasn't able
well, they
to
could have called, they should have just called in and that's all they had to do.
Yeah. Well, you hold on. I'm finna drop that side. Hold on. Okay. I had to drop
we
that
got
side.
A hand up. We got a hand up. Yep. Look like you took the bait. Oh,
what
5 3
you
seven. Your mic is open. Who we got?
We got jokes. I see. All right.
What are you talking about, Mark?
What's going on with you, gentlemen?
What you talking about, man?
I was calling my fellow Clock Soul brothers and supporting each other.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. We need more guys like you. They don't have to be clocked off to support the show. They should want to support the show up north, you know, because this is their home, you know. They really need to support us and everything. So, you know, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate you very much, Brother Mark, for coming on and trying to do what you did and everything, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem, man. Not a problem. Hey, man, I had a video come on. I seen it on my Facebook about 20 minutes ago. It was Leon and Ryan. Did they race a second time, or was this just the first race, dude?
No, that was it. They ain't racing no second time.
Okay. Cause it did look different on that, the view I got. I think... it was a feed from Chuck or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but it was a nice
yeah,
angle.
Chuck on, yeah, Chuck had a pretty good angle.
Okay. The other video, it looked like Leon had went over in Ryan's lane, but on that video, it didn't look like it.
Well, he got to the line. He didn't cross the lane. He got real close to the line or touched the line, but he didn't cross.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So don't worry about it, Mark. Don't make them race right now. It's going to be a round two.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't sure what I was looking at. I just wanted to see. Yep. Anybody do anything of significance today? Anything happening?
Only thing I've seen happen today so far is just the Detroit race. Detroit. I think I saw two races like that, but I only know one of them, and that was Batman and Anthrax, Young Money.
Okay.
And Anthrax, Young Money. Tore a lining out of his ass.
Gotcha.
Now, if it was anything else, I didn't see it. And I don't see nothing else popped up live.
Okay.
So, I seen Street King trying to do a, make a shakedown, one of his shakedowns, and, I had to figure out where he was at because he was blowing the tires off like a motherfucker. I was like, damn, is he at 41? You know, they always talk about 41, no hook and shit. And that man, he tried twice and couldn't get down the track. That's what I seen.
Oh, okay. So, Vic and Ryan didn't, I'm not Vic and Ryan, Vic and Jeremiah, that didn't happen?
No, Vic wanted to make a shakedown and blow the train.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha.
I know I had seen Vic. He was up there in staging lane. And next thing I know, when I came back and Leon was on, he said that Vic blowed his trance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You ain't go down there, man?
No, man. I couldn't get away.
A job holding Mar hostage. Put your hands up.
No, good job. Them responsibilities got me pinned down. You got to take care of them responsibilities, my boy.
Yeah, I understand.
Where old brother Kid at this evening?
He was going up there today.
Yeah, I was looking for old brother Kid too, but I know he in Michigan. I know when he get down there, brother Kid ain't gonna get disturbed at all. Period. Not Kid. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's all right. Uh-huh. It's getting started. Now we just waiting to do our own thing, waiting on the clocks off event to come on and show out, show people what the organization is capable of.
You're right.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. That's going to be all right, though, Uncle Larry. These boys is racing. That's all I can say. They racing this year. We didn't see a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, Bob. That's what it's supposed to be all about, you know.
That's what we want. They're giving us what we asked for. Right.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be all about, racing. Yeah.
Ryan, that's the first time I've seen that car, man. That's a beautiful car. That is really nice. Well, Leon, very nice, too. Those are two nice cars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan got a real cute G-body, man. I like that.
It's all right.
There he is, y'all. There he is.
That who is
that? That young kid?
We cooked the hill together three times.
Correct. Good evening, out. Gentlemen.
And you're the youngest man in drag racing. What's happening, kid?
Shit, nothing much. What's going on?
Brother Kid, you enjoy yourself, Brother Kid.
So what?
I said, did you enjoy yourself?
If it wasn't for the shootouts, I could have kept my ass at home.
Uh-oh. 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 Oh, no, kid. Well, you got to talk to us, kid. Talk to us. Tell us what's going down, man. What was happening?
Like I just said, if it wasn't for the shootouts, I could have kept my ass at home. I ain't seen no more than y'all seen.
Oh, no.
And I was there.
Damn. We were just complimenting on these people on getting to the line.
The what?
See, we were just complimenting them on getting to the line, bringing some entertainment, keeping the entertainment going.
Yeah, well, you can say that in, and save that energy and go buy you a hamburger corned beef sandwich or whatever.
Hey, Mom, text me your address so I can send you your coupon.
Okay. Okay, I got you. We do that right now.
One grudge race from Detroit boys. That was Anthrax and Batman. And shit, that was just about it.
So you saying 131?
I thought they had one more before that other kid.
Right?
I don't know who they were, though, but it was one more before that.
Oh, okay. Street King, he wasn't doing nothing. Ryan didn't do nothing today. Shit, who else is up there? Is this what they wasn't doing nothing.
I said Ryan's supposed to have been racing Batman. Batman got whooped by Anthrax, and when they whooped Anthrax, they started calling out Ryan. I said, Ryan, get your ass up here.
Yeah, like I said. If it was not for the shootouts, I could have stayed at home.
So they didn't get no lock-in. He had two cars up there. A big broke. Big transmission broke.
Yep.
So he couldn't race Jeremiah.
Jeremiah made a pretty decent pass after Vic broke, and that was it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well. That's the way the ball bounces, I guess, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they have all the oil pressure and all that they need within about 3 or 4 more weeks so they can show up at 41.
I ain't looking for Detroit to show up, but I hope they do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You don't necessarily need Detroit. You need two niggas in Chicagoland just to get up there.
yeah, that's all we can basically depend on.
Yep.
We got 5 shootouts going. There's going to be some grudge racing within the shootouts. So I'm hoping they call them out for people to know. Because Lock and Loaded said they got 3 cars going into one of the shootouts, and they planning on taking it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they say they're going to do some first-round call-outs so that they can hopefully somebody will take them up on it, and they don't have to race each other, eliminate each other first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
when they do them first round call out, they planning on trying to see if the guys want to put some money up for a grudge.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. But so far, the only lock in I done heard, which I don't hear at all, like I said last night, is Terrio and Day Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure on the 17th, a lot of West Side guys going to be ready because Vaughn kind of taught them. He said the West Side goes down again and again.
you know he bad acting anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not bad acting.
Yeah, I saw him up here today. I asked him, I said, you're up here terrorizing folks now, huh?
Ain't nobody call him out. I thought Lil Mo's supposed to have a race.
Nope.
Yeah, Lil Mo's supposed to have a race today. Who was he supposed to race? I forgot.
Yeah,
I guess that didn't happen either, kid.
Nope. They'll probably have some probably have something in about another hour. Because the track will be getting ready to close in.
They might have another race in another hour?
Yeah, the track will be getting ready to close in. Everybody will be wanting to race.
Like last night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's already after 9 down that way anyway. It's about 9:38 down that way.
Yeah, well, they probably close up around about 10. Everybody
be
wanting
to
race in.
You already rolling, kid?
Yeah, shit about 40 miles from Chicago.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, kid, I thought you went down there and had you a good time like you did at 66, man.
Big Eddie
and fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Man, same old. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Marvin, man. How you doing?
Pretty good in yourself.
Hanging in there.
Did I hear old Vic goddamn burn the transmission up?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Fuck around with them junkyard ass transmissions. Boy, I told him.
Hey.
I told him.
Oh, no. Not the junkyard.
The junkyard trannies, man. Yes, sir. And, man, I'm going to come up here. I'm going to represent for the West Side. The West Side ain't falling. Guarantee you that.
You say you're coming in hot, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The West Side is not going to fall victim to the South Side.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, we're going to put on a nice little show for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it'd be sweet. That'd be sweet, bro.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
Tick-tocking, you won't stop. And tick-tocking,
hey,
you don't stop.
You won't stop. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah, but I ain't see a lot of races on Facebook neither, man. Shit. I think I seen two yesterday. Shit, I don't think I seen none today. Maybe three yesterday, I think it was.
I thought I saw two. One of them probably wasn't a grudge race, though, but if not, then the only one I saw is Anthrax. That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed like that damn shit. Detroit would have sold out. Motherfuckers coming to their house.
Yeah.
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 Seemed like they would have been up there showing out, acting a goddamn fool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guess not. Guess not.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn good race between Leon and Ryan. Yeah, damn good race. Until I got the top side footage and saw old Leon got jacked.
I didn't see that part of the footage.
That's what I'm looking at. From the back, I'm like, damn, that was a good race. And then, goddammit, I was on somebody's page and saw the top end side, and I said, ooh, he got gap. Huh? Maybe it wasn't such a good race, but, you know, they racing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how bad gap was it? You know, it's the first thing, is a little gap.
It's hard to tell from certain angles, because certain angles will fool the shit out you. But I would definitely have to say from the angle I seen, about a car and a half.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
Oh, shit, still a gap. If you bet on the gap, you get paid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think next time I drive Leon car for him, you know.
Yeah,
what you looking for? 38.
They're getting all these professional drivers. They're getting all them professional drivers to drive against Leon, so I'm going to have to go on in there and drive for Leon.
Oh, 24?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, this fight over with.
Hey, kid, who went up there with you, kid?
Me and Kinslow.
You and Kinslow? How he doing? He doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him I asked about it. Yeah, buddy.
He might not be around long.
Who?
Well, somebody gonna have to give me a refund. He don't want to tell me to come go to the track.
Yes, indeed. Come on, kid. It wasn't that bad, kid. Come on, man. You had to see something exciting.
I did. Like I said, the shootout, it was very exciting.
Okay.
It's that cream they tried to put on top of the cake. It didn't match at all.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. You got anybody else want to join in tonight? Come on in and help us make a show out this here. We don't want to have to shut down early like we've been for the last couple few weeks and stuff. Y'all might as well come over and get it in, have y'all some fun. That's what it's for. The doors and the gates is wide open. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Yep. So, kid, when you left that Zayboy and all them are still there, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess they. Some was supposed to went off at 8 o'clock. Somebody said. So, I don't know. I guess we're trying to hold on for a few to see if anybody want to chime in or come in again, because they had a little thing going on the other side. And they didn't call in on this time, but here the queue in, so I had to turn it loose and come on over here and do this thing here because, you know, we got the people on here and we got the Clock Talk organization on here. If anybody decides they want to raise their hand and come in and talk or have fun or whatever the case it is, we got to deal with this flow, man, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's
that's
happening.
That's slow. Oh, hey, kid, slow riding with you right now?
Yeah.
Put his ass on the phone, man.
Hold on.
Bueno, Espanol, Sible?
Si.
Si, no.
Si, señora.
Okay, señorita. Okay. What's going on, boy?
What's happening?
Man, taking it easy.
Taking it easy.
This motherfucker. Yeah. Taking it easy, my brother. I called your ass a while back. You ain't never answered your goddamn phone and shit. You turned the nigga
phone. Man, I talked to you twice, mother. What the fuck are you talking about, mom?
No, you did
not. Yeah, I did, motherfucker. Yeah, I did.
No.
You just don't remember.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Hey, I heard you.
Yep, I talked to you.
Got a little comment.
Lil Cotton now? No.
Yeah, well,
I heard
they had it for some years. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready to get rid of that motherfucker now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Why you want to do that?
Man, shit, I ain't got time for this shit. Time, no time, nor no fuck off money. Be fucking around. What are y'all doing up there, man? Yep. Sure enough.
Oh, man. I thought we might get a little chance to play a little bit.
This he ain't in your class, man. This ain't no hot rod I got.
I got a
race car.
Oh.
I got a race car. I ain't got no hot rod.
Okay.
Now the hot rod days are over with.
Yeah, I got.
I wouldn't even do you like that, man.
I appreciate it.
I wouldn't even put you in the blender like that. Yeah, sure enough. Is you finished with your car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You bringing it up to them boys, Ray?
Yes, sir.
You coming up here with it? Oh, okay.
I mean, Eddie and Leroy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got some ass to kick up there, dog.
Not some ass to kick.
Yeah, I got some ass to kick, man. Yeah, motherfucker's been talking a little slick to your boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, sir.
Nothing wrong with that, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
That shit. Hey, well, if the good little wood in the creek don't rise, I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Good shit.
I don't know now, but.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I said, now for a daily driver, you know, I got a little daily driver, you know. I'm willing to play with a little bit.
Oh, okay. Little daily driver. That's always good.
I'm gonna get in that little daily driver shootout.
Okay. Good shit.
That's what I'm gonna do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do with that right
there.
Go.
Good, have your little fun, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah. Hey, Big Eddie. I don't know where the hell he went.
What up, Ma?
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, me and Slow probably met damn near, shit, 30 years ago, goddammit, on some drag racing shit. I whooped his ass.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tricked me. Nah, he beat me. He ain't whoop my ass.
I ain't whoop his ass. I beat him though. Yeah, I had that old Ford Torino. Goddamn it! What you have? A boot wagon
with nitrous on it. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, nitrous on it.
No, you had nitrous on it.
You know damn well I ain't had no nitrous on that old ass Ford, man.
Yeah, 351 Cleveland in that motherfucker. I had the little old. Man, how the fuck we get caught up in this shit, kid? God damn. It might not be too bad. I had that little bitty 289 in there.
Oh, yeah, a little 350 in there. Don't tell it. Yeah, a little 350 in there.
Yeah, a little 350, 70 over 350. It was all right.
Yes, sir.
1970,
yes. 350. Oh, yeah. That's capable of putting down some good little, you know, horsepower.
Mm. Well, yeah, that motherfucker had the eyebrows. Yeah. Because when we burnt the hole in the piston, we took them out. That's Joe wind up with that motor. on Chicago Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's who wound up with that motor.
Yeah, somebody told me he died on the back country roads and shit, had an accident or something.
Uh-huh. You had an accident, killed yourself.
Oh, dear.
Killed yourself. Back road.
Mm. Yeah.
And shit, hit a tree at that.
Oh, we got a hand up. Yeah, I had a cousin do the same thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Shit, my
back to Alabama to live
in Memphis.
Yo,
636, your mic is open.
Yo, this KP.
Man, you made it home already?
Nah, I was calling. I was trying to tell. Yeah, you gotta get off a climb, man, and go to 169th Street and get back on. It's a car stall right there.
Okay. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna brave it out, dog. Gonna brave it out. Fuck it.
Ooh.
We in Gary, so we ain't got too far.
Yeah, you ain't got too far to go.
Yeah.
So, then that daily shootout, huh?
Yeah. And I hope that I catch you up in there.
Oh yeah, I'm coming.
Daily shootout.
Oh yeah. I'll be in that daily shootout.
Hope I catch in that daily shootout. Mm-hmm. I'm putting a wagon in there, though. I'm going to put this motherfucking wagon in there. For a daily drive. Hey, you laughing. I'd have whooped you a few motherfucking charges down while you laughing.
What, in the wagon?
In this wagon, the hell yeah, I'd whoop me a few motherfucking charges.
Damn.
Put this motherfucking sport mode, good night, Irene.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, nah.
This shit ain't nothing but a fucking a charge anyway. A big ass charge in the damn way. I got the same mode they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I better not catch y'all in that motherfucking in that.
Oh, we gonna
daily
definitely be in the daily shootout, man. I'm gonna be in that motherfucker.
Better not catch you up in there. You are a little dog.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, little dog definitely gonna be in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He got strict orders.
He got strict orders to go in there.
Strict orders.
But I told him I gonna
get in there, get on your ass.
I told him I gonna have my old lady whoop him. I go have the old lady whoop him. Yeah. Have old lady whoop on his ass. Like a rented mule. Like a rented mule.
Yeah, nah.
You said go north or south though.
I went north on Klein. And get off at 169th Street and
Here it is. It's the car right here.
They moving? Oh, okay. Yeah, it was stalled.
Yeah, okay, I see it now. Yeah.
Hey Marvin.
Yeah.
Hey, I just sent you a friend request, man. It's got Don Dollar on there. I recorded, man, about 20 races if you want to see some.
Oh, okay, cool. Appreciate
yeah.
it. Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah. All right, I'm finna get y'all about the kid. I ain't got no earpiece. Hold on.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you coming on, Kizno. Appreciate that, man.
Shit.
Well, you got mighty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Got nobody else with no hands up?
No hands up, Big Eddie?
No, he don't hands up right now.
Unless you're watching the Lakers game or something, huh?
Y'all can hear me?
What?
Yeah,
we heard you. We got the basketball game going on, and we had the recent game going on, and
right.
A lot of them trying to come home and stuff, you know, so I don't know, you know. But anyway.
No, I'm sitting here watching the boxing match and trying to pay attention to the board at the same time. There ain't no hands up.
Who boxing?
Haney and somebody.
Who boxing?
Haney.
Mm.
Yeah.
I heard the name before. Can't recall. Yeah, can't recall.
It's on pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Jeremiah looked pretty good out there, huh?
On that third.
He always looked pretty good when he make a good pass.
Yeah.
When they go down the track by themselves. I might be able to get some action with old Jerry.
Yeah, you might be able to get some action.
Yeah. Since Vic down, might be able to, well, he's going to have it fixed. I already know Vic. He's going to have that motherfucker fixed. But yeah, I might get some action from old Jerry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be sweet.
Yeah, man.
It'll be pretty nice. Yeah. I'm going to try to whoop all the south siders first, and then I'm going to move along west side. Yeah. Yeah, then I'm going to move along to the west side and go knock a few of them off, too. Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody drop off there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Yeah,
that south side gonna be ready to play.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Fuck them boys up. Talking about the west side.
Oh, man. What happened here?
Yeah.
Mm. I might have to go out and come back in, man. Look like they done froze me out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we hear you loud and clear.
No, I'm talking about on the fight.
Boxing match?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. It's the main event in the start.
Mm. Main event.
They try to get all them people that are sneaking in there out of there.
Yeah.
When the main event comes, I'll give them a minute.
Now, who fighting in the main event?
Devin Haney and somebody named Vasilia Lomachenko.
What weight is that?
Coming back on. Boy, I got a pretty picture, too. Huh?
Hey, what weight are the boxes?
What division?
Let me see. This is going to show it.
Yeah,
all it says, he's 29-0, and the other guy is 15. Bracket 17.
I mean, lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight?
17-2, 11 knockout. It ain't saying, man.
Gotcha.
Might as well go ahead on and try to pull the plug on this one.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to give him a chance to give us a report
from down there at the Wasteland or something, or somebody to raise their hands or something and keep going dead on us.
He had already gave us a report.
Hold on for a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of them probably can't talk and drive.
We just talked to
Kid and Brother Mark right now.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like one and Brother Mark.
We're going to have to make a few inquiries out there and see if we can get some get some people on here, see what's going on.
Well, like Kid said, ain't going to be much to talk about. They can do a winning national. Talk about what's to become next time.
Okay. We still got an event to promote. We're gonna show them what they should have been doing. Come Clocks Off Day, we're gonna show them what they should have been doing out here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be a hell of an event. Ain't no doubt about that. All we want them to do is just come on and get on down, and fans to come on and enjoy themselves. You know, cause that's big today. Clocks Off Day.
That's right.
Yeah,
what day is that?
The 17th
of June, y'all. For those who listen, come on out.
That's where the best play with the rest. I believe there's going to be a big Southside presence to show their domination on this Chicago race scene. Westside has been starting it out pretty good, but I think the Southside is ready to show out.
Where you at?
Well, Vaughn gonna definitely be there as long as the Lord permit. He's standing up there waiting for somebody to call him out.
If you're on the driveway, you would know if he's there, though.
Leon might want some payback on that day, so I don't know if Ryan gonna show up.
Ooh. Well, I ain't got to show up.
Oh, man.
Father of the South Side, he got to show.
He's on the drive, man.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Oh.
I hope you're right, Ma.
Yeah, he got to show up, man. Got to show.
Yes, sir. I believe there's going to be some get back. All them shootouts, I think, going to be real successful.
I think the boys still rolled up in there.
Me and Kid are going to go to the back of the Suburban and make us a couple good corned beef sandwiches while we watch the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kid ain't going to eat that shit, man.
Yeah. Corned beef?
If you ain't getting from AP Deli, Kid ain't fucking with you.
Man, I am bypassing AP Deli and going straight to Vienna. You're going to get Vienna corned beef, a couple pounds of it, goddammit. We do it ourselves. Get that rye bread and some mustard and some sliced up pickles and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, Kid, you hear that, man? He's trying to get you to eat some bologna.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay, bologna. Now, when I said Vienna, goddamn it, see, you just cursed calling Vienna goddamn corned beef, the king of corned beef bologna. You just cursed them, dude.
No, they don't taste like that AB Deli. I'm sorry. It got a similar taste, but it ain't there.
That's a matter of opinion, you know. You're entitled to have your opinion. Yeah, I know AP and Deli. I sat there in them lines on 107 in Michigan because you can't go to AP Deli if you ain't went to the one on 107 in Michigan. If you ain't never went there, you really ain't never had AP Deli sandwich. When the man used to sit there and the machines was slicing up that fresh corned beef and the goddamn man making the sandwiches had him a quart of 40 sitting right next to him while he was making that food. And if you slid a dollar over the counter while he was making your sandwich, so you got a couple extra pieces of bread and you probably had enough meat on there to feed 6 people.
Ooh. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt, brother.
Now, that was a corned beef sandwich.
Ain't no doubt.
You had a line, goddammit. The line all the way out, goddamn, down the block. On a good day, on a weekend. You better not try to get one on the weekend. And you ain't there when they first opened. Yes, sir. Oh, boy. I'm sitting there watching these Lakers as we talking. This is not a bad game. They cannot get over the hump. Denver trying to stay 3 to 5 points in front of.
Yeah,
he just missed that shot. That wasn't a foul. Good flop, though. Why they put him to the line, though. Yeah, I'm anticipating the mud bones coming up holding down the race. I can't wait, man. I'm going to bring my little slow Camaro and Angry Bird Bernard's supposed to bring that old slow Trans Am, and we're gonna play a little bit out there.
Oh, man. Not a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit.
Oh, man.
That's going to be some fun right there. We ain't going to bet no whole lot of money. They both bone stock cars. They pretty much identical. 1998 Z28, 1998 Trans Am. Both of them got down there the same amount of miles on them. Both of them white. Both of them bone stock, except they both got a Flowmaster on them. So just a matter of who, should be just a matter of who cut that tree the best. Good old-fashioned plan. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, man.
I plan to pull his wig off a couple times. I don't think he's going to beat me off that tree.
Yeah, man.
That's the fun part about it. Them races are probably going to be won right there when that tree comes down, right there at the starting line.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Larry, somebody raise
yeah.
their hand right in time.
Well, I'll be doggone. Come on with it.
Huh? Yo.
The guys don't been listening. They say you need to liven the show up. What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing going on. We on here, man. We on here.
I got a slew of guys on, man. They saying, what's your topic?
This is Uncle Larry's show, man.
Oh.
You want us to come
show?
Run your show tomorrow what night? You want us to come run your show tomorrow night?
No, man, I can't have you have that show that dead like this, man. You got to line that bitch up. You're supposed to be on this. Hey, you supposed to be hooping and hollering. Rhyming over there. And you got clucks some heads in that head cluck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ain't
got
those skills, Kimo. You know, we ain't just talking about the little stuff that happened down in Michigan. You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did you talk to Private Ryan? You didn't get him a segment on the show or Private Ryan. You know, Private Ryan said he ain't heard the bell. He ain't heard the bell.
Oh yeah.
Said the bell.
Private Ryan
know
the. Private Ryan probably busy out there still because he ain't called in.
But
we congratulate him. We congratulate him on his win and. And and his loss, but all we can do is do that, you know. He looked good. I tell you that. Yeah, he looked good.
He looked like he kicked mud bone.
Yeah, he don't look like he no pushover, but I think it's gonna be a part two though.
You think so? I got confirmation from the loser that it's gonna be a part two.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Kimo.
So Matt Mudbone. You from Chicago, and the contender is from Indiana.
Who from Indiana, man? He's a west sider though, man. You can't. I mean, he's from Indiana, but he represents the west side of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Here, west side.
So he west side / Michigan City or Michigan City / west side. Which one? Which way do he?
Either way you put it, it all add up the same. You know, it all add up the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But did you know?
Oh, we got a hand up.
A lot of the guys joined Ryan's team and shit, man. You know, Ryan.
Hey, Kimo.
Ryan made a lot. What's up,
Kimo,
y'all?
Baby. Hey, Kimo,
I was
Michigan today, see you. I turned to
Michigan
today to get some money.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Who you got that money with, man? Leon, who you get money with today?
G.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, Leon. I was privileged to be on the phone, and Orion told some niggas that they can't straggle the fence, man. Say they was over there hollering West Side, and you know, at his trailer giving out Pepsis and shit, and he didn't like that. He said he's on Freddie Boo and them ass. So he said one of them guys, you know, played like they was on with him. And was over there
howling.
What side? Huh?
I don't know nothing
about
that, Kimo. Yeah, I don't
know nothing about that one. Bringing pops and shit, trying to get. You know what? I think Freddie B was trying to get. You know how the white boys got the Indians drunk and took the land. I think that's what Freddie B was doing. he's trying to get Skin and Tate drunk so he can fuck them over. Is that what Freddie B was trying to do? But Ryan said he seen this playing, and he seen Freddie B playing. He ain't liking that. He said, "That's what that." That pick guys, you can't come to his trailer, then be over at your trailer, man. What the fuck going on?
We had a glass of
man.
What happened?
Huh? Orion was hot a little bit, man.
This ain't the main event, man.
Trying to watch the fight or have the show. Which one are you doing, Uncle Eddie?
Both, man. Yes, sir, Brother Kimo. So it was only one grudge race today, Kimo?
Oh, I don't know. No. You know, Skip ran, Gene.
That's right.
My bad, Kimo. I missed out. Kimo, you got to call Freddie and see what's the deal with that. Get to the bottom of it.
You got to call Freddie? I don't know Freddie's number, but Rocksteady Freddie and a little bit of Hot Wives.
He didn't like. You might have to roll noise. You got the window down. Turn your
ass. Yeah, somebody got a lot of noise.
Shoot, there you go, baby.
Thank you. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Where Uncle Larry at?
He right there.
Bro.
I'm right here. Right here, y'all.
Oh, okay. Hey, Uncle Larry, I didn't hear that phone ring when you called me this morning. I was still in the bed, man. I was so tired last night, Uncle Larry, when I got home.
Hey.
My wife
hey,
had put my phone about five to get to sleep.
Yeah, when y'all go down there to do what y'all do, if I call y'all, y'all don't answer. I understand 100%. One, you're going down there to enjoy yourself. You're going down there to engage. And if you answer, it's good. And if you don't answer, it's still good because it is what it is, you know. So, you know, it wasn't no problem with y'all. None whatsoever.
That was a pretty good show. That's why I said, you know what, let me go on the bleachers because I was videoing. But it was too many people and they stand in the way. I just get in the bleachers and get a good shot.
Hey, Leon, now let me ask you this.
Yo.
Do you like the show more now that it's the change hands and went over to, what's the guy who gave it instead of Brian Davis? What's the guy who gave it?
Jimmy Bradshaw?
Yeah, did you like the way he ran it?
They had a lane for the test and tune. They ran all their shootouts, and after their shootout, they opened it up for test and tune. I like that. That's the way it should be.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Leon, hang on.
Hey, Leon, hold on.
Let me say
on,
this to you, Timo. If you look at that track, they had the proper people in the proper place, and they ran real good. They had a person that run the staging lane, and them cars, you didn't have to jump in out of no staging lane. You need to be ready, and they would let you know to get in your car because you'd be called up next because you got time to get strapped in. And everything was good. Didn't nobody holler about they was in the lane too long or, you know, the track wasn't this. And, shit, the track wasn't right, it was you. I had a good time.
There you go.
It's Tim Howe.
I want some money on the girls race.
Oh man. Let me mute my mic for a second here. I'm away
from track looked like it was working real good.
Martin always worked good, man. Martin always. I take my hat off to Jimmy Bradshaw and them, cause I'm gonna say this. Martin, that rain from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That rain stopped. They took them blowers and blowed that water off that track and blowed it out of that track, drive that track, and we was cocked and loaded, race ready to go, come off the trailer, and went on down through there.
Wow.
In an hour. They got all that water up in an hour. So when you got the proper stuff and you got the people that's working there, it'll turn out beautiful. I had a good time. You know what? You know what's most good about it? We be on these phones talking shit today, everybody. We all on the phone, and we see all these guys in person. It feel good. Jigs came. I went to Jigs and Trailer. I said, hey, look, my brother came down there with some motherfucking that pan of jerk chicken, red beans and rice. I had that big old cooler full of all kind of water, drinks, pop. Hey, they came down and they all ate. We back and forth from each other's trailer. And they good. It's good to see the guys, man. We talk that shit on the phone, but it's good to see the guys in person.
Yeah.
All right. Who was?
Jigs and Batman got up there. That damn Batman come out that burnout box, clean that son bitch up. Jigs come up that burnout box. Rich and his son and Jig put that shit together. And boy, when this son goes monster away from there, boy, hey, them small blocks are down and making some noise. Jig came out on top, win for the Young Money. Me and Ryan ran last night. We came out and we put on the show for the people. Ryan took the win. He whooped me. I ain't got nothing to complain about. I came home in one piece, good oil pressure. Car still sound good. I went to the hospital, and they sent me out of the house. They said, go back to Martin, Michigan, and put the Band-Aid on. You ain't need nothing but a Band-Aid. It's okay. Random came back and ran Hootie now. And, shit, they had to get some duct tape and Gorilla tape to hold them Band-Aids on. They was bleeding so bad. So it all turned out all right. Good race. Ryan, don't wait. I got to give it to you. He shake up a lot of people. He'll kill a lot of people. The young man don't wait. He going to race. But it's all good, though. We laugh and grin. I told anybody if they thirsty, they know what to do. I had a cooler long enough. I could have fed half of the track. But we ate good, and all that food was there. But I had a half a pan of lemon cake. Ooh-wee. If y'all wasn't here, y'all missed that lemon boy. Good shootout. Them blow-up cars, them turbo cars, them three-second cars. Y'all missed a good show. The people didn't go. That's all I can say. I take my hat off to Batman, Young Money, Ryan, Skin. It's good to see everybody sometimes, man. That was all right.
Yeah.
That was all
right. Hold on. Tim Howe.
Uh-oh.
Man. Can you go on mute, brother?
What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Somebody was snoring. I don't know who it was. Man. But Uncle Larry, that's what I can give you, Uncle Larry. I can give you that much.
Yeah.
And I did do a little, I did some live video and so. Street King didn't do too good. He knocked the tires off, and then his car caught a fire.
Wow. God damn, Leon.
So he had a little missed out. But he did. He started, put it out, and he started up, and he got it running.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I seen old Kid up there. Kid was up there.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, him and Kislo.
Man, well, and I'm gonna get. I ain't gonna get out the way. I'm gonna get out the way. With drunk ass baby, was he there, Leon? Yeah.
Huh?
Was that drunk ass baby there?
No, I ain't see baby there.
No, he couldn't catch. He couldn't hit the ride. Okay.
I ain't see no baby there. I seen a lot of South Siders, New South Siders. And West Side, that was all right. I that's what made me feel good to see all the guys that come up there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Next time, I mean, if it be a next time, and you know, y'all coming over, get if y'all, I give you $20, you stop and pick up baby. I know his little Cadillac can't make it, so you know he might need to hit your ride and shit.
Boy, did y'all, hey, well, did I catch that? I think I missed that. That one Mustang, that son of a bitch left there, man, and went down the damn hole, almost the whole eight, jammed into the 8 mile on in the air. And he set that son of a bitch down and kept on going. Went straight down the track.
Now, these guys got to know they finna go to sleep. Just don't fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But what else going on, Uncle Larry? Y'all got a show coming up?
Nothing. We had tried to line it up over here. We couldn't get nobody that was down there to come in and give us no action. So we understood that part. And then a lot of them watching the basketball game. So.
I just came in the house and I even mad. I say, Uncle Larry didn't show on. Let's get in there.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome. You know, the flow mat always open to all of y'all. That's the way that goes.
I seen the Chicago Most Wanted whole team was out there last night.
Did Donye make an appearance?
No, Donye the only one went there. The other squad was there. That is good. Hey, I've been running for 3 days, Uncle Larry. I went to the track Thursday. I went to the track yesterday. And I went back today. A mother called me and said they couldn't want to drive by themselves. I said I didn't want to go. Then my wife said, you might as well, because I had to go to the job party. And the kids going out, my sister taking the kids out to Red Lobster. So I went on, and I said, come on, get me. He paid for everything, and I helped him get up there. We got up there, and, hey, I seen some more racing today. I'm glad I did go back. I picked up me a couple $100 on G.
Okay.
Anthrax. Yeah. I picked up some hundreds on Anthrax. I said, shit. I like them both, but I told everybody last night that's going to be who leaves first. But, hey, when he left, it looked like he was pulling away from him in second gear. And when he went to high, it just like, Batman is a diehard race. He's going to go. Person like that, you got a good team player there. He's going to go. That F-10 truck Alani. Him and Young Money them ran, and Bub had an accident, and Young Money ride or die took the win with the pickup truck, and I think they hurt the transmission too. So it was a decent race. And them guys from Detroit, them guys don't race. They got a lot of cars up there, and they come to race. That's what we need to do on this end. When it's time to race, all the talk shows is on standby. Get the ass to the track and get up there and race. But we can have something to talk about on these shows when it's time for the show to come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we need to do. Because that Young Money crew, them rats are going to race. One car go down and a new one born. I've seen some guys I ain't seen all year at the track from Detroit. But it's good to see them.
Tim, go on.
Good
me,
to see
baby.
Them guys.
Tim, go on, me, babe. What are you doing? You're sleeping, Tim.
Hey, Flop, did Bobby Cole come up yet? Bobby Cole finna going. I think Bobby Cole going in the fire, Dr. Larry. Bobby Cole going in the final.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed.
I see Puerto Rican Pete got some more pressure over there.
Oh,
like,
man.
Hey, Uncle Ed, that race in Michigan made some motivated, it made some people go home and get some more pressure.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
So that's all I can give you, Uncle Larry, that I can remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all went down there, and you said you had a good time. I'm glad y'all had a good time. Well, that's what it's for, to go down there and do some racing, have a good time, enjoy yourself. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to have a good time. Hey, listen, Uncle Larry, it was raining yesterday. I told my brother, I said, well, it's raining. You might as well pull that food out because we got a lot of food. And we might as well cook what needs to be cooked and just feed between the guys that come on this up on this end and go up there. We had plenty of food. The Young Money team came down there and ate good.
Well, Leon, I wanted to ask you something.
House, go to mute.
Man, let him tell you he ain't sleep.
Leon.
Don't you listen to Ed?
Not sleep.
Yeah, I got to ask you something, man. I noticed that when you racing, man, a lot of people fly in pro drivers to race against you. So with that being said, do you need me to drive your car? For it to be a pro driver against a pro driver.
Well, you know what, Uncle Larry? I mean, you know what, Eddie? You got all the rights in the world to get up in there. I just ain't gonna get you out. You get in there. I ain't getting you out. Come on in. Hey, if Mudbone look alike,
Yeah.
Tim Howe.
Yeah. 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 You hit the mute button, man. Mute your phone.
I got the thing up in the air. I got it up.
Man, mute your phone, man. Hit the mute button.
I'll mute it. I got it up in the air.
Sick motherfucker snoring like a motherfucker.
Hey, Chimo. Come on, man.
I was not. I was watching the game.
Man, you tell the way you breathing hard.
Come on.
You breathing hard as hell.
You say you weren't falling asleep when you say you got the piece up in the air. What you got in there for?
I got the mic up in the air, and I was watching the game. I wasn't falling asleep watching the game.
Oh, boy.
He got the mic up in the air, but we hear him clear as a darn bell.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy.
I told you I put it up in there. Let me move this thing back in there.
It's all good, Kimo.
That's a foul, man.
Kimo, I was looking for you, Kimo. Kimo, I was looking for you, Kimo.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, I wanted to see.
All you gotta do is look at a toilet or a darn garbage dump.
There you go, man. Listen,
damn.
Go back to sleep, man.
How long you been holding that in, Tim House?
Hey, we liked it better when you were snoring, man. Go on, go back to sleep.
Lord have mercy.
Oh boy,
tied that thing up. They went up one. Yeah, I didn't come, man. I thought Leon and them had locked in for Saturday. I didn't know they locked in Friday. So.
Lee wasn't there, so you weren't doing no cooking. You couldn't burn no meat, huh, kid?
Yeah. You didn't burn no meat.
Nope, didn't have no money.
Your blind ass. Hey, kept your blind ass off the grill. You couldn't burn no meat.
Didn't have no money. Couldn't buy no meat to burn.
Damn, they left him wide open. Man, they moved that motherfucker. They moved that ball. God damn, man.
Wide open shot. He hit nothing. Oh, come on. Bingo. That's what I'm talking about.
We know you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now you woke. We don't hear no snoring.
No, I was on mute. I came back up because you talking that garbage. That's right. That's right.
Now you wide awake now.
No, I don't want to go to wild. You're in line with your funky behind. Come on, I'm a run.
Damn.
I'm going to drive myself. You ain't driving nothing. Lying sack of garbage.
Oh, man.
If you're going
to
run Future Boy,
Tim,
I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you faking and you're over there pump faking. If you want to run a Preacher Boy, you might as well run my fat stinking behind. Get my behind. Or come on. I'll run your head up, boy. Because I know when that boost come on, you getting right out the gas. I'm going to lean on that plug
for the young
out
money.
Your life.
What? Talking,
damn.
For the young money, Russ.
You know, every time I tell this man, tell me he going to lock in. Oh, we're going to go for a cut racing them way over in August.
You're probably not even ready, Phil.
Why I told you, just keep that same thing. Everybody here.
Guys, I told you to lock in for next week.
Soon as I get my car finished, I just come to you and say, let's go, Kimo. You ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't got to talk me to death. You don't want this trouble, boy. You don't want no trouble here. Yeah, I'll put that red.
Yeah, when will your car be ready, man?
I don't know yet. they just had a frost alert up north and all of them out of thumb. You know that. It was down during almost in the 30s. Here it is, May the doggone 18th, 19th or something. So I ain't late yet. You got June, July, and August.
Hey, man, will y'all put some crates in that wagon? This is making a lot of noise.
No, just as long as you say okay. So when I get the car ready, I'm going to call you and tap you on the show. Let's go, son. Time to go. You really don't want – you just talking in front of kids and all this, leaking them. You don't want no real trouble.
Please call me first before you call Kimo.
I'm gone.
Ah, boy. Way to shut him up, baby. I like that shit.
70 degrees outside. He didn't come to Martin, Michigan, and ain't turned the fucking boat, but on here talking shit.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Chuck?
Shit.
Chuck, did you have a good time? Did you have a good time?
In the rundown on the rest of the races, I had a good fucking time, too. So, it was all good. Ate good. Shit. I'm good.
I don't want to hear about all this car. He too heavy right now because he didn't gain weight, stuffing his face. Then he going to tell me he too heavy. I don't want to hear all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck, appreciate the live feed, man. It was good and clear picture,
good,
man. Thank
you. Did a pretty good job.
Hey, man, that's the first time ever in my life I went live. I ain't even know how to turn the camera on. Preacher boy had to turn that shit on for me. I don't fuck with it. But I ain't seen nobody else, so I just turned the motherfucker on. So it was all good, though.
Yeah, but you got Mudbone and Tim House. You really don't want no live feed.
Where'd Leon go?
I'm right here. Right here, Flop.
Bobby beat the hell out of them, too.
Man, why is this feed at? My phone ain't even going off.
Now, I gotta ask a question. I don't know.
Don't ask no stupid question. Don't ask no stupid question because you know.
Okay, you give me a second, brother, please. Flop.
Yeah.
Are they running in that shootout 5 inches smaller or?
Yeah.
What's that shootout
is? Whatever they got going on over there in Darlington, I think it is. Okay.
I gotta ask you, Flop. Are those cars have 5 inches also, or?
I have no idea, but it's not reserved to nitrous cars. He fucked Meth Head up last round, and he just fucked Randy Moss up this round.
Now, Flop, you know what's going to be said. If what's going to be said is, okay, now the 5 inches, we can't let them in no more because y'all got a handle on the 5-inch. So, you know,
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm going to cheerlead and pom-pom for who I like. I don't give a fuck about their rules because I ain't got none of that shit to deal with. None of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, some boys don't come and say, well, we just don't pick the 5 inches out, and these are all 484s. Now that Bobby got his car running good.
You got to go on that phone and congratulate Bobby Cole that his performance going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did that when he won. I don't have to do it every week now, Leo.
I didn't know you did it, Kimo. I didn't know you did.
He beat Randy Moss on the gate job, and about the same with Meth Head and held him about a half a car, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, they got these boys down by 12. Lakers can't beat these niggas, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck around there. LeBron don't get him no motherfucking ring. He gonna fuck around here and commit suicide.
Lakers going home.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, they go home.
I love this.
Look like they don't get swept, man.
Yeah, I know I'm 4 minutes away from winning $50.
But so you wait too long.
Yeah, man, LeBron.
Wait $50. 5 seconds winning for us. Yeah.
LeBron going to commit suicide, y'all.
How would he do that? Why would he do that? I'd be a kid.
Because he won't be able to catch Mike. He probably been a guy too old to try to catch Mike.
You don't want
that on his resume. He was swept in the playoff.
Man, that was ridiculous what LeBron just did. He got away with it. Man, that's terrible.
Now,
Anybody that's successful, you don't like them.
No, that man, really, he was traveling all them 65 steps and ain't even dribbled the ball.
They're
running
all
over
the
people and they get.
He travel all
how
the
many,
time. He got superstar status.
I know he do.
He get away with it.
How many flops LeBron got tonight? Anybody know?
Oh, at least four. He got one right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay.
He just did one.
Oh,
he
okay.
didn't even hit the ground. He just fell backwards.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. That's a, come on, man.
How many challenges Marvin Ham get? Just half, or okay, what did he get? Two per half? I mean, one and a half? Over the back, motherfucker.
Mud ball.
You want to aggravate?
That'll make a man have nightmares. Mud ball.
You want to aggravate Chuck now, huh?
I didn't mention
hey,
no Chuck's name. I said mud ball.
I'm here, Tim. Tim, I'm here, man. I'm here, Tim.
Ain't nothing motherfucker can say to aggravate me, because I know he ain't going to do shit for the rest of his life.
Damn, Chuck. How long you been holding that in, Chuck?
He ain't been holding it in long. He just talked
hey,
mud
as
ball.
As long as I got that car, he ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing.
Damn.
Guess you got a point there.
You don't. My car. Now let me ask you something, kid. Let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
When Bobby Cole had to take his car and take his time and get it straightened out, they ain't say a word. When Tate had a problem with his car, they ain't say a word. When the one down there with the, oh, come on, man.
Josh Lowe?
First of all, define what a problem is.
Yeah, man, but you're not listening.
Define what a problem is.
Cars, wait a minute. Man.
Bobby couldn't never get off the line.
When they call up or have a problem, y'all don't say nothing. Y'all throw racist form and everything
they
else.
When they had a problem, they was never calling motherfuckers out and talking shit.
When you see any of them guys down there hurt their car, Mario J is called. They don't say a word. And then all of a sudden now, when you got a small fry.
Tim House, you sound a little jealous.
I am.
Come on, Flop.
You got a small fry like me, a mudbone. They want to tell us, hurry up. No, man. They're trying to do the best we can.
The only problem is you the only motherfucker hollering that name. Ain't nobody else hollering it.
Tim House, somebody just texted me and said you've been trying to get back in the race for the last 2.5 years. Is that true?
That's right. It takes time. Hey, watch this. Didn't nobody throw me no benefit race? Didn't nobody come and give me no doggone?
Oh, man. Not the benefit race.
You don't remember that, do you? Tim, you bragged on how much money you made, remember?
Man, I'm trying to do the best I can. I ain't got it like Chuck. Chuck got connections and all that. He can do all that. I have to wait on my part My parts took all year to get, man. I'm waiting on my parts.
Hey, Tim, but you done had your parts for 6 months, and the car still ain't
together. Come on, man.
That's
for 6 months?
You got to remember now. Watch this. Watch this. Timo, he working and everything. His car ain't
what
real.
What the fuck do I got to
hey,
do
hey,
with
block.
Your
hey,
car?
Hey, Flock.
Chuck,
hey,
what the fuck do I got
hey,
to
Flock.
Do with your car?
Yeah.
I'm
hey,
going
to
tell you.
Yeah. How old is Tim?
He's got to be in his 60s.
He's old
as dirt. Tim, I got to agree with him.
He's saved and raised about 40 years,
self,
right? And you don't know nobody
myself,
in the
I'm
game?
I'm just telling you how unfair it is that he ain't going to say, wait a minute, if you going to tell me, didn't Kimo just tell you that he wanted to run you head up himself? But all of a sudden now Chuck on the phone, he don't want to run Chuck. He don't want to say nothing.
But
Chuck.
He think I'm, hey, listen. He think he's picking on the weak. You don't know what I'm going to come in fucking with his dumb ass. See, the thing is, the whole issue of all of this shit, don't nobody mind their own motherfucking business and worry about their own motherfucking car. All y'all motherfuckers do that. It's going to be some simple-ass drag race. But you got a lot of hoes like him want to talk about a motherfucker, put a nigga down, worry about what they do, worry about who they be around, instead of worry about itself. So now it ain't going to be no drag race. It's going to be some conflict and a lot of motherfucking folk shit. I mean, motherfuckers getting mad. When it's simple, mind your business.
When that red song gun ready, it's going to be some racist. You can believe that now.
Somehow.
Oh, shit.
There ain't going to be no race until you get that motherfucker together and go.
I'm
all
going
you
to get
do,
Chuck behind, Junior behind.
Right now, that's hearsay. That's hearsay until you do it. Talk is cheap. Get your shit together
you
and get on them people's ass.
Say that when I had it together before, I was knocking their behind out.
Then you made them a liar. Then you made them people a liar.
That's
do it again.
Right.
Sweetness knocked the motor out that car. They hit the bottom end. Lord, knocked the rod out.
God damn.
Tim, I believe you're a bad man when you want to
be. Block. That motherfucker still candy cane. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Yeah.
So yeah. So hey, Chuck, a lot of them don't even remember candy cane.
Yeah.
I remember candy cane.
It was a piece of shit when they had it, and it still ain't turning out right.
Now, Tim, listen to me, man. Just like you run around and talking about Jeremiah. You don't go to a faggot mom to root on a motherfucking faggot. Let that motherfucker race.
Damn.
Hey, preacher boy. Motherfuckers root on shit they like when they like what they see. You better watch out.
Yeah.
What you trying to insinuate, Chuck?
Yesterday we had a ball. I ain't never seen a man, listen, I ain't never seen a man like Tim House. Tim House is a good man, and he grew on some stupid faggot-ass nigga. Rob this, rob that. Rob ain't never busted nothing in his life. You got goddamn it, Jeremiah, riding around goddamn with boy girl. And you root for these motherfuckers. The man
what
paid
about Flop? What about Flop?
And
what
you ain't never
Flop?
Rooted for Flop.
Hey,
you never
hey,
rooted for Flop. You was
hey,
against
Tim
Flop.
House. Hey, Tim House, why don't you leave me out of this? Because, see, I can get on your ass now. But you around here, I'm just like the rest of them. I like my little big self, too. So if you were blind with me, I can knock my zipper down.
that's what I told him. Every time I go to race, I keep my zip open for all these fly trucks.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, you want me to blind the room with this trouser snake?
Hey, Tim, all they telling you is goddamn it, root for your goddamn self.
Goddamn
hey,
self.
Hey, Chuck, he need to listen to Stereo song. Sucking on my own dick because I got my own shit.
He got his own shit. He got his own shit, and he's doing his own thing. I bet you this time, when that bitch gets tore up and wrecked, he's going to be responsible all the way for it.
Bingo!
He ain't going to go home and have chips and ice cream.
Now he over there cheering for basketball, and Tim can't jump high enough to slide a sheet of paper on his feet.
Hey, listen to me, man.
Me and Chuck,
the Laker fan leaving the stadium.
We had a good time.
Yeah,
I enjoyed watching them people race. I rooted for Ryan to the end to beat the shit out of that boy. My wish came true. But when I seen that motherfucker leaking trans fluid, I started to work on the car right on the line. I wanted him to beat that man ass. It's nothing against Leon. I just don't want him to win. I don't dislike him. I just don't want him to win.
I don't like Chuck either, but I don't want him to win.
Well,
it's like join my motherfucker fan club.
I'm gonna tell you
what.
There's
a lot of motherfuckers don't want me to win, but I keep winning.
Listen, listen. Leon told me if I don't like him to win, I got to stop him. I told him yesterday I got to take that dish. He's either gonna beat me or I'm gonna beat you. I'm coming.
Oh
up.
Shit!
Either you gonna win or you gonna lose, son.
I got to get in the ring to have fun.
Big Red coming.
It's okay to be quiet, Tim Howe.
Hey,
Tim
Howe,
you must be, you must be a Laker
fan. Oil pressure. Hey, they said don't talk till you got oil pressure.
But I have oil pressure, but they don't want to believe that.
Man, all you got to do is put it in the car and make a pass or get in there, start up and show them.
I already had it started up.
Well, then you need to be trying to get on your job and get on a nigga ass.
That's right.
And he focused
the old rule
right now, you perpetrate.
Don't say shit
hey,
till you got all press.
As soon as, listen to me. As soon as my
you
part get in.
Too many things. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You told me you got to have all press. I got it. Now all of a sudden, now you're talking about perpetrating. Well, every time you turn around, you what you not realize is that everything you ask me, I'm already in done.
How you got all press
okay.
in the motor
okay,
and in the
get
car?
Out, listen.
How you
now
go?
On somebody's ass. Listen,
yeah,
all you have to do is
throw
a nigga ass.
Wait a minute. The
mode
ain't in the car?
Ask your question,
wait a minute. The mode ain't in the car?
No. But he said he got oil pressure because they ran it on the dyno.
Oh, my
I need
God.
To be in the car. It don't count until it's in the car.
Hey, nothing.
I'm
you ain't showed me none of that. You asked me, did I have oil pressure? And I
did. Yeah, I did.
You're
right. You're 100% right. Listen to me.
All
right. Damn. You see all
they
that dyno,
they dyno
you see
your
all that
motor? They dyno
stereo.
Your motor?
Look. Hey.
Yeah.
Come out.
They always
did
do it.
See?
I'd rather start up in the shop and break something or blow up or whatever is right there. But if they did anything right, it's going to be good right there. Let's lean on it right there so I can see it. That's all.
Hey, Tim Howe, torture I took from Terrio. That man talks about my dead mama. He talks about me and everything in the world.
Yeah.
You see what I did with that energy? I stuck it up his ass when I stuck it in gear.
That's the same thing I be telling Chuck and Flop. That's the same thing you going through. I tell Chuck and Flop.
Hold on,
get
hold
your
on,
car
Tim.
And stick it in
hold
the
on,
ass
Tim.
Then.
I don't bring your motherfucking name up. I do not bring your name up at all. You a motherfucking afterthought before you was a thought.
Damn.
What about Mudbone?
You need to be worried. You need to be worried about
Big
Red
Big
or whatever you call that slow ass motherfucker. See,
and
you
worried
about the
wrong
shit. You worried about the wrong shit.
So watch this. I bet you can call and ask Eddie, can I say something about Mudbone? Ask
him. Hey, man, when Eddie go piss,
Tim Howe,
do you hold his
dick? Tim Howe, you know when I be saying something about salty bitch, now you
I don't like that. I don't like
but
that.
You tell
I don't
me,
like that.
I'm Tarzan. You swinging on Mudbone's nuts that.
Man, me and Mudbone been on Chuck ever since we've been together.
Let me ask you a question. Can you call the owner of Mudbone right now?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
What's his motherfucking number?
Thank you
number?
Very much, Eddie. Thank you.
What's the first three
Thank
digits
you,
of his number?
No, you didn't need to ask
312.
Me all that. You did not. You want to try to quiz me.
Shut the fuck
me.
Up, Eddie.
You got to quiz me.
He got the owner on the phone right now. What do you got to call him for?
That's right.
No, motherfucker.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. He calling it through you just talking shit. Motherfucker.
Well, we'll find all that out when the time comes. We'll find all that out when the time comes.
That's the one who talks. Talk
about your own shit. If you need it, if you need a motherfucking motor, tell him give you one.
Hey, listen, man. Did you see them people talking about all the white folks around me? You stupid ass niggas always talking about I got the white folks shit. How y'all know the white folks ain't got my shit? Because they sucking dick. They can't figure out what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, so they got to talk about it. It's fucking their mind up trying to think about me. They need to think about their goddamn shit.
Yeah, boy, because you're doing it regardless of what the fuck you're doing.
Down goes the Lakers. Down goes the Lakers.
Hey, preacher boy, Chuck shop at the same shopping center I shop at.
Well, he must be paying more, but he racing.
You know we come back at 11:30, right?
That man turned into break loose.
I just told you, man, I ain't got what Chuck got. Chuck got influence. But I got something that he ain't got. I got a mud bone on my side. I'm behind.
Hey, man, you know what? Hey, let me tell you what happened when you got niggas on your side. That makes
mud
you
bone.
Tall
bearer.
Listen to me.
Mud
that
bone.
Makes you have good
all
tall bearer.
Name, mud bone.
Well, you got mud bone for a paw bearing, nigga.
It don't matter if it's mud bone one or two.
What I'm trying to explain to you is,
mud bone.
Listen, what you eat is what makes you shit.
Okay.
Learn how to have your own dick in the pussy. Don't be a dick washer. Get your ass out there and race.
Yeah.
In mud bone race, you can bet those $2 or $3.
But see, you know about this. If mud bone is in mud bone, we can put on a rubber and share both. It don't matter. We can share it. It don't matter.
If he put on a rubber, what you going to do? Not to pull him out of it after
you. We both can put on a rubber and share it. Don't make a difference. We both can get Chuck. It ain't no big deal. We both can get him.
Hey, man. You fucking up the industry, man.
Man,
you need to learn how to fuck alone.
We
fuck
y'all
alone
got
before.
Y'all standards. Wait a minute. You running your car your way. I can't come and tell you how to. We running this standard over here. We both.
We don't count. It ain't no motherfucking
thing. We're going to share Chuck. We're going to knock Chuck out, and Chuck going to go sit down. And behave. That's what we gonna do.
Hey man,
he's getting a little too mannish.
Hey,
me and Mudbone don't tolerate that stuff. He gets a little too mannish.
This morning was the first time I ever said we. When I said we got that and fucked Leon up.
No,
we didn't do shit. They fucked Leon up.
We not worried about what you doing.
They fucked Leon up.
Mudbone and Tim House with the doggone big son of a gun and Mudbone one and two. We'll tear Chuck behind up. You better sit
in
a little
managed
behind down.
Hey, Chuck, sound like they want to play with you, rape you or something.
That's right.
Hey.
Chuck,
I've been
hey,
the grave tying that motherfucker
might
stuff
your
up.
Dick out, but the mother two, you just stick your finger in the ass.
Hey.
You tickle him.
I just stopped and picked my shit up yesterday while I was going to Martin, Michigan. Now, what's this motherfucking problem? I'll be racing this weekend.
He said, wait a minute, let me show y'all something. He said he was going. He didn't go. He was
you say what?
Going.
I was
you
going
said
where?
You was going.
I said I stopped while I was going to Martin, Michigan.
Was. Did you go? Was.
I bet y'all start that bitch up at 11 o'clock tomorrow. What you bet?
I bet you don't want to be hollering at Mudbone and Tim out.
Would you like to put some money and I'll do a live feed for your ass?
I'm real busy right now.
I don't see you know I do live feeds now, goddamn it. He'll show you.
And preacher boy, tell me how to tag your punk ass in, so make sure you see it.
Don't worry about it, Mudbone. We pass behind the tag team.
It's a holiday weekend. I'm going somewhere.
Hey, Chuck, after me and Mother Bone grab a hold of you, we're going to give you an application. You can join us. We just got to let the board review your application.
But see, that's the problem. I'm real good where I am.
You hear that,
Mud Bone?
He good with you. Ain't that
yeah, man. Well, he been there for a while, Tim. You gotta let him have that.
I ain't say nothing to him.
If I had to take a motherfucking application, I'd quit. I just got a question. Everybody came to Michigan and they was there but you.
No, you see, this is what I got a problem with. Chemo running around.
Everybody was there but you. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, let him say what he's going to say.
Okay, now watch this. Chemo running around talking about he ready. He want to jump on you. He want to run you head up, him and driving and all that. But Chuck come over to our neighborhood, took our money and took it back to Chicago. He ain't said nothing. He ain't did nothing.
But
he ain't
I got a question
nobody.
To ask you. Why are you worried about what Chemo do? We already know Chemo ain't shit.
Hold on. Let me show you something. If you live in your neighborhood, but there's somebody over there breaking in and
fuck
robbing,
my neighborhood.
You protect yours.
Fuck my neighborhood. If I catch a nigga fucking with mine, I'm not gonna shit back. My
okay.
thing is, you worry about
Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy, that's why we knock Tim shit back every chance we get.
That's why we knock his motherfucking shit back.
Why they didn't grab Chuck? Chuck is an outlier because we've been grabbing easy money. They're telling you right now
you the punk of the neighborhood. We're gonna keep beating your ass.
That's a lie.
That's crazy, Bill.
What's up?
I'm talking to you, Junior. I'm gonna show you something. You notice when Chemo get his butt in the ringer, here comes Junior to protect him. I can't deal with all this tag team.
You
stuff.
Said
it worried
about what kind of
tag team
you got on your
ass. No. Well, when me and Mudbone get together, then they want to start talking stupid. Oh, well, they're talking about Mudbone. They're talking about we. But Chuck and Doggone, Little Wheels and Chemo and Junior, all that we.
I'm going to ask you a serious question. I'm going to ask you the most serious question in the world. When one of them motherfuckers drop dead, how many of them going in that hole?
One.
I agree. Yeah. All that shit he's talking about ain't nothing. You're supposed to protect your ass only.
All that garbage they talking. You notice me and Mudbone don't give a care what they talk.
You
Let
keep
talk.
Saying me and Mudbone. You what? Need to be trying to fuck first before you fuck around and nigga hit you in the ass. Your neighbor just said they're going to beat the fuck out of you. Do you know what I just went through this weekend? Motherfuckers over the west side. We got fucked up. I said, I'm
a house dog. Hey, yeah, y'all gonna talk us in.
Hey, Got some of the Detroit boys on here now.
Hey, man, don't tell me we on the show with them boys to be sending their knees to the car.
Man, you got Chuck showing out. You got Preacher Boys showing out. I need some help.
I bet you Detroit like me. Hey, how y'all feel about me, y'all?
Fuck you.
That
was Timo, motherfucker.
Hey, somebody get that goddamn Cootie on here. Anytime Ryan get on the phone, just call Cootie.
Okay.
Nope. Don't you start.
Okay.
Come on, Flop. Get back, Flop.
Nope.
Okay, let me hear the next one. Come on, y'all.
Do it.
That goddamn grandson and Hey, listen.
Where kid at when I need it? Where kid at when I need it?
Hey, listen. James Black, I'm sorry for his loss. I hate to see that shit happen. I'm
well,
glad
somehow.
It is okay.
Where's your car when you need it, 10 miles?
The only car I was going to run was quarantine, and he's deceased now. So I ain't got nothing to say to James
man.
Black at all.
How long have you been holding that in, preacher boy?
Just now, because quarantine got tore up.
Oh, man. Not the bug wiser.
I cannot run just as bad as I'm not in that class.
I said, do you want to lock quarantine in for 42?
Huh?
Oh, man.
You want to lock quarantine in for 42?
Not the return
man,
of quarantine.
Quarantine
is
going to do some resurrection.
Come on,
y'all. Stop it. Resurrection.
August. I'll let you know when August gets close.
Oh,
I might get them blown up by then.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Who was that talking about? Oh, Lord. Hey, Dick Trucker. Didn't I just blow up?
Damn.
Y'all said I'd blow it up.
I'm ready, Black.
I'll be racing in the next 2 weeks with your dick sucking ass. I might blow up again
man.
With your dick sucking ass.
Not the Johnson. Not the Johnsonville.
I don't make it to August. So when I get to August, I'm going to say what I said today.
I blew up twice in 2 weeks, goddammit, and my car was back together this week, goddammit.
Who was that saying that? Who was that?
That goddamn quarantine.
Dave Black.
I have give me a reason to put it right back together.
Well, Dave Black, your money, no, hey, Dave Black, your money might be longer than mine. So I'm not getting into that. I'm not going to never disrespect you.
I said this is a reason to put that motherfucker together. I'm
going to
put it
I'm
together.
I'm not
going to
give you a reason to do
Big
shit.
Big Jesse going on a tour, tearing up all them
lights here,
motherfuckers, with some beer.
Friday. Well, I just said, you too fast for me with
Jesse. I'm glad I got a fresh shave. I'm glad I got a fresh shave.
Hey, Jay Black, I respect you to the utmost. I respect your gamble. I respect your weight program. Everything to the utmost.
Oh, man. When I tell y'all I got to respect Chuck and I got to get right to go with Chuck, you don't want to, come on, Kim. But now you want to get
Kim, on. Kim, you ain't saying you respect Chuck. You said you want to fuck
Chuck.
You want to do this to Chuck?
Because you don't be on the phone. I said, Chuck, I got to be on my A game and run you. And I got to do this. And then also, you come on it. You ain't
man.
Even seen. Chuck, sorted out.
Hey, it's going to let you to hear me, though.
Big house, tell them if you need everything, go back to the call. Tell them what the fuck you need. That's right.
Hey, it's Jeremiah 10. I don't think it is.
Man, they saw Jeremiah in the class up there, and they damn one of them said,
come out, Jeremiah not on the phone.
Hey, Big house. Jeremiah looks lonely shit, man.
Don't tell him that. Hey, Tim House, that ain't Jeremiah on the phone, man. Why you hollering Jeremiah's name?
Who was it?
I'm going to solve it all.
I bet I got a friend
over there. Got them doggone four tires on the ground called Lee. What y'all want to do?
Hey, Tim House.
I don't understand that.
Send them my way. I'm waiting.
Showing out. You got Corn D is hurt. We got Jesse right now. I don't hear nothing. We got a dog. We got a gold digger ready. I don't hear nothing. We got Anthrax going ready to go. I don't hear nothing.
I think you ought to get that nigga some dick in and keep his ass off going.
Man, y'all call it, when you sucking up the chuck. But then all of a sudden, I tell you, Anthrax ready to go. Doggone Gold Digger ready to go. Jesse James ready to go. Now I'm sucking. But you over there thinking chucks behind till it's raw. And I don't understand what you're talking.
Hey, man, I was saying you one thing about this thing.
Hey, Big House, no rubber. That's right. Raw dog.
All
right. Me, Mom, that's it?
Y'all
missing the whole point. Watch this. They worried about Tim House, but they got James Black on the phone. We got Street King on the phone. We got Anthony. All these on the phone, but they looking at Tim House. Why you ain't talking to them?
Hey, I like Street King. Me and Street King can play. I'll still be together with them in the next two or three weeks. Man, Street King can play.
You're a professional dick rap.
Man, but doggone, Preacher Boy and Jimmy Black need to be looking at each other. Holler each other's name. That's what I'm talking about.
Why the fuck should me and him be running? I just said I run Street King. I said I'll fuck Lee up.
That's what we got.
Get out the way, Jim House.
Oh, happy day.
I can't hear shit, man.
Oh, happy day.
You ain't gonna be singing happy day after dude fuck you up like you did. Man, say your name on the
music. Who am I talking to? I said your name.
He is on his way.
Hold on, man. Y'all didn't hear the man say, fuck Lee up, and y'all heard Lee on the goddamn phone.
Man,
y'all
ain't gonna know. That's Black who said that, man.
No, man, Lee on the phone, man.
Lee, did you say something?
Yeah, I just said.
He just sung a song.
Listen to me, man. I said I would run there. Go get up, and I'll run Lee. That's what the fuck I said.
No, that ain't what you said. That ain't what you said.
No,
you'll fuck me up. But I'm going to tell you like this here. When you fix your car, let Jesus touch the bed.
Hey, Lee.
Nope.
We ain't got to do all that.
We ain't got to do that. You said what you said. When you fix your car, let Jesus touch the bed.
I'll fuck you clean the fuck up. You gonna fuck me up the same way you did last time from behind. How the fuck I was behind you in
that
ass? You
don't
want the ass there. Everybody's out of my body. Be ready to wait, man. That's all you got to do, brother. They got you.
Okay.
I will fuck you up. You can run that sandwich
you want to run me a sandwich?
When is that? Shut the fuck up,
y'all. I'm talking to your mother. James Black, you're not talking to me.
Go on, get your car together, man. Go on, get your car together. I don't do all that extra shit. Go on, get your car together.
We never had to do all that.
Okay. Well, go on, get your car together, man.
I'll be together,
and you go on, get yours
together.
I know everything you're doing, bro. I ain't know nothing I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing.
I don't really give a fuck what you're doing, to be honest.
Okay, well, if you didn't, you wouldn't have said nothing about it.
I just wanted you to know. Listen, man, I'll be ready in at least 2 to 3 weeks. No problem. I'll let you with. Hey, Tim House. I know your breath smell like nut butter.
That's what you're doing right now. That's in-house stuff. We talking about coming on and getting with James Black with that doggone car he got over here. Come on, man. That's in-house stuff. Y'all can raise my guy. Grab James Black.
Yeah, we're going to bring back that.
Jesse James over here. That's Jesse James. Come on.
Y'all look alike. Y'all sit alike. We don't do sit alike, motherfucker. He's 7 feet tall. I'm 2'3".
Man, James Black is just like you. Same thing and all, everything the same. Come on. Now, you ain't never seen the man come. Oh, man, you faster than me. That sounds like
you said
it
how when I ain't never seen. Hey, man, I go every track it is, bitch.
Man,
I don't see no I don't want no trouble from James Black. I'll be with you. Give me everything in bed, Rich. I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Nah, he ain't never seen the man's car. All he's seen is quarantine. And now he's worried about trying to get faster. All that old suck butt stuff. Grand James.
Hey, come out.
Grand James. No, you I got a firebird to be out in about another month and a half.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Take time.
You got a tall car, man. We ain't talking about no 38 cat, nigga.
Goddamn,
16,
that was me, man. That's Preacher Boy. I run a 16. I'm soon up with my tie together, man. My tie should be together within 3 weeks. I should be ready in 3 weeks, man.
Let me know.
Okay.
You
got action.
Okay. I've been looking forward to it. Take right or wrong, goddamn.
Hey, listen, 15. Now, listen, we ain't got to wait for no event or nothing. I know you'll go to 131. I will too.
Oh yeah.
As soon as I sign back up, 15. No bullshit. As soon as I sign back up, take it down. I'm gonna call you and tell you we can meet at 131. If you gonna fuck me up, I'm gonna fuck you up.
I like what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna be like that. I ain't gonna be like that in-house pussy you fucking with. Here's the paper.
Oh, my God. We're rolling on this bitch. Knock this shit down, baby.
We run for 2,500 and better.
That's a good pick right there. That's a good pick. Good 20 pick.
Hey, I enjoy talking to you, man. Hey, 15. You're an easy man to get up.
Fucking no nuts, man.
Joe, you go talk to him again.
Man,
you need to be trying to get some car together and race somebody. Anybody. Race yourself, bitch. Step the fuck up.
Y'all know
when you hear two grown men talking, you need to step the fuck up.
Yeah, but the grown man is a pedophile.
You're trying to find Grab James Black, man.
And then you want to talk about, Grab James Black. Hey, what do you think? He want to be over there swinging from tree to tree, making everybody think he a real big dog.
Hey, Tim Howell, I'm doing something you ain't doing, motherfucker.
I'm racing, and you're going to grab James Black. James Black got the same type of car you got. James Black got everything that you want to run over and jump on the DD and the green. That's what you're doing. Come on, man. Now, let me break it down to you. No, you can't.
Like, you suck a dick,
not.
Man.
No,
you need
not.
To be trying to get your
no,
car together.
That's just like you grabbing a hold of Jeremiah. You want to grab somebody you know and you think that you can grab.
Hey, man,
grab
that man called you
man.
A faggot. Hey, Tim House called you a faggot, 15. He said you like Jeremiah.
Ain't
you, dude? You said he just like Jeremiah.
I'm not stupid. I ain't trying to break. I'm not trying to stop no racism. But I have just...
Hey, man, that man called you Jeremiah, 15. Hey, that's disrespect. Hey, that's disrespect. That man called you Jeremiah.
No, I'm
a
hell-ass
monkey.
That's what
he called you a
hell-ass
monkey.
You grabbing that. Hey, man. Freaking and all them. Brad James Black. He's just like you. Everything just like you.
You don't know how I said, motherfucker. I'm just...
No, I'm looking at your cop. I already know what you feel. I know exactly what you said.
Well, do you want to bet on it?
Stay out the way. I got this.
Big Hoss, keep on. I got 40 more minutes. Big Hoss, keep on.
Hey,
man, wait,
y'all gonna fuck around and get Big Hoss pregnant. He's sucking too much dick. I know he swallowed. He got to swallow for me.
Hey, don't keep up his blow. Don't keep up his blow head. He don't
want no trouble over here.
I got that big ass, and that big ass, and that big ass, and that big ass, and that big ass,
talk to him, man.
Oh, man, that's a humble car. Right now,
whole ass
home. Sitting
on the donut. That's why Ryan got
it.
That's the
wrong, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Same thing gonna happen when I got them big jets to get up there with gang gang. Don't care too much about them.
Don't care nothing about them. I like that.
No, son.
Get on the damn, gang. Get on the damn, gang. As you know how Preacher Boy slid on back in the gut. He ain't comfortable right now. He just slid on back in there. I want that goddamn Diana, and I want that goddamn Grandson, and Daybreak, goddamn it. Hey, James Black, if you can, can you pistol in, Preacher Boy, can you pistol in? Well, no, I got it. I'm going to take care of him.
He lightweight. I'm going to take care of him. Go ahead,
yes, sir. I like that. I like the street king. I like that.
I got a couple issues. It ain't going to take me 2 weeks to figure it out.
That's right.
I'm going to buy some new shoes for this bitch. She deserves it. She stayed together. I'm wilding on that bitch real hard.
Thank you, street king. Thank you, street king. Y'all gonna fuck around and get 10 hours straight and fucking all these bitches.
No, you ain't. You ain't got nobody but Chuck, and you got dog on Chaos in the Cab. Chaos in the Cab way down on the list. But Chuck, stop it. Man, as long as nobody else gets managed, you'll be all right. I don't want to run with the team. That's not in my plan. Let's talk Cracker Jack, split y'all behind wide open and stretch your behind like a Maxwell coffee can. You don't want no
trouble.
I'll tear your behind up. I don't care nothing. I'll pour all over them, brother. They don't want no trouble. Don't sit there.
Fuck that talk house.
I got them big son of a gun.
I'm in the butt stretching business, brother.
I ain't got no bullhead.
I got neck juice. I ain't got no bullhead. Stretch they behind wide open, boy. I don't care nothing about it.
God almighty.
They ain't never cared about them. I don't care nothing about them. So everything is under control now.
I threw my car this weekend. I still had more fun than a little bit. You see Ryan shot? He just to see him tap out and being at me. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, Lord,
I
not tapping out.
Yes, sir.
When I was pulling out the gate, I seen him on the back of the golf cart with a pacifier in his mouth. I said, good. Go on.
No, tickle me, Elmo.
Hey,
them boys was over there banging Cody for the break. I never seen that shit before in my life.
That motherfucker said, I never liked the race anyway, right? I'm like, yeah. Good, God, oh my.
Hey, Tim out. Don't you hear James Black talking right now?
Hey, Tim,
don't
out.
You hear James
I'm
Black
walk
talking?
I'm going to walk behind Tim out with my zipper down. Because I know he's going to get
ahead,
though.
That's okay. You let me turn down, and that doggone Malibu, I'll pour on you like hot grease, bro.
Good. God almighty.
I don't feel none of you Negroes. None of you know it and I know it.
Negro
sitting at the line. Don't think
nothing. Where you gonna put that
kickstand at, man? If the nuts is on your chin, you know where the kickstand
is. Stick in your mouth.
Oh, when I push that, you got to ride the
way. Hey. Tim Allen ain't never had a kickstand at his address. Did you think you're gonna do it outside?
I told you. When I push that thing high gear, you got to ride the with me, boy.
I told you, give me everything in bag.
Get on the ass, Tim Allen. Get on the ass.
Hey, Tim Allen. Give me everything in bag.
Hey, when y'all came on the phone, they got real quiet. When they thought they had me by myself.
Hey, Tim Allen. Tim Allen, usually when that thing goes in high gear, the throttle's stuck wide open, the barrels and bends in, the nitrous bottles are laying on the floor, the shifter's in the fucking passenger seat.
Hey, Junior. Finally got that 3 second pass he was looking for.
Yeah, that's pretty motherfucking
hard. Boy, that's
Junior. Hey, Junior, I don't mean no harm, but did you hear Mr. James Black talking? You need to sit back and get out the way. Hey, James Black, you know what?
I'd like to tell James Black I'm sorry about quarantine. That's fucked up. I hate to see that happen. Boy, that's
fuck
my
that.
Guy.
And, hey, that motherfucking Brandon saying, what do you want to do with your goddamn burgundy car?
Yeah. What do I want? What? Say that again? Say that. Hold on. What's that?
He said, what do you want to do with Morpheus with that burgundy car?
Nothing. Listen, nothing. Yo, you see that? Nothing.
Hey, Aaron. Fellow, we like Junior, but any, and I do mean any, off-kill, all-glass in the...
Hey, Junior, I like that. But, hey, Junior, let me tell you something. I don't mind you tearing my behind up on the back line, but when we don't deal with that doggone preacher boy, any one of them other jahoos, and he's going to be, we need to be on the same team. Crack that head wide open. Then we can do
I'm
it.
I can't hear you. Who is that, Dane?
All right, he's back. Mikey was talking. Let me finish what he was saying.
We're looking for any off-field, off-glass in the lower 48.
Damn it, boy.
I'm gonna show you how a bitch comes down the slide.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she got it. Carry on.
You on the phone, rambling on the phone, Hey, Tim Out, you ain't got a sense of none of motherfuckers out of your top that know how to use the brakes, motherfucker. Who do you think we worry about you?
Can drive it, Brandon can drive it, Bub can drive it, they got, we got help over here. You ain't got to worry about that. You worried about the wrong